Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And let me tell you, today's topic is something we all wrestle with, those pesky little voices in our heads that just won't quit. Ever feel like you're stuck in an internal loop of negativity where self-doubt and criticism are the stars of the show? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can rewrite that script. Today, we're diving deep into the world of overcoming negative self-talk. It's time to ditch those limiting beliefs and build a fortress of self-compassion and positive affirmations. Think about it, those negative thoughts are like weeds in your garden of potential. They just keep growing unless you actively pull them out. But here is the thing, becoming aware of these thought patterns is the first step to controlling them. You know that feeling when you're about to ace a presentation, but suddenly your inner critic pipes up with, you're going to vomit. Well, what if everyone laughs? Those are those negative voices we need to address head on. And trust me, it's not just about positive thinking, though that's definitely important. We're talking about building a conscious awareness of your thoughts, challenging their validity, and replacing them with more empowering beliefs. Think of it as mental self-defense. You've got to equip yourself with the right tools to fight back against those negativity ninjas. So here are 5 key takeaways that can help us conquer those pesky inner voices. 1. Recognize and acknowledge. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts when they pop up. Write them down, say them out loud, whatever it takes to bring them into the light. 2. Challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true, or what evidence do I have to support this? Often, negative thoughts are based on fear and assumptions rather than facts. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Once you've challenged their validity, try reframing the negative thought into a more positive or neutral one. Instead of saying, I'm going to fail, try I'm going to give it my best shot for. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have those moments of self-doubt. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion that you would offer a friend going through a similar struggle. 5. Focus on your strengths. Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, make a conscious effort to focus on your strengths and accomplishments. Remember, building a strong stoic core isn't about being perfect. It's about developing resilience, inner peace, and the ability to navigate life's challenges with grace. Now let me tell you a story about how I tackled my own negativity monster. I was once preparing for a big speaking event. Butterflies were doing the tango in my stomach. But then, that familiar voice started chirping. You're not good enough. What if they hate your presentation? Sound familiar? Instead of letting those thoughts take over, I took a deep breath and challenged them. I reminded myself of all the times I had successfully delivered presentations in the past. I visualized myself confidently engaging with the audience, sharing my message with passion. And you know what? I nailed it. The experience was incredibly empowering because I learned that by consciously choosing to replace negativity with positive affirmations and a belief in my own abilities, I could overcome those self-doubts and achieve my goals. Remember, your thoughts have power. Choose wisely. This journey is about progress, not perfection. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing. So, what's one negative thought you can challenge today? Go ahead, take a moment to write it down or say it out loud. Now ask yourself those questions. Is it really true? What evidence do I have? And finally, how can I reframe this thought into something more positive and empowering? Keep that stoic fire burning bright. Until next time, keep building your core of strength, resilience, and balance. And don't forget to share your thoughts, join the conversation on social media, and let me know what you're learning along the way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.